15.
Russ Parr Morning Show, 46 minutes past the hour. Is there something to be said that some major dope dealers in certain neighborhoods are a necessity? I don't know. I know that sounds crazy, but there's evidence that shows that, you know, they do more than just deal drugs. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, this is George from Indianapolis.
Yes, your comment, please.
I think that it's less of control, but, you know, keeping respect. Because, like, the young guys in the neighborhood, they don't get it. They're not scared of hell or jail. And when it comes to their OGs, I guess you can call them, they listen to them. You know, and then they got better insights on stuff. So,
Because like Soup in this Buffalo neighborhood, once this lady got arrested, everything went down. Crime went up.
Burglaries, robberies, everything in the neighborhood. They said she ran 5 drug houses in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, yo, I was going to say who's who.
Oh, nah, we ain't doing that right now.
Hey, why don't you call back when we ask for it?
So she called, who am I? But
yeah.
Who's who?
ain't you, boo. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm calling on the talk for today.
Yes, go ahead, please. Your comment.
It makes it bad because everybody wants the drugs gone. Like, the woman probably was holding down the drugs because she was giving away a lot of stuff, doing a lot for a lot of people, broke people that came to her broke. She gave a lot because she knew she had. But when she got gone, there wasn't nobody to help no more, so that made the crime worse.
Because, you know, you always see these movies, and then people are always like, oh, Thanksgiving, you know, the dope dealer's got a big truck full of, like, turkeys giving away.
Yeah.
It's just, ACs, I don't know.
ACs for the old people.
But I'm not for, you know, I'm not a supporter of
drug
dealers. But anyway, good morning. Go ahead, Freitas.
Oh, When I Willie 4869 says it's all about structure and leadership. Once that's gone, everyone runs wild. The hood organized just like the U.S. government.
Wow.
Well, not much organization there here. Right
yeah,
now.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, your comment, please.
I just wanted to say, I think it's just more about the fact that they can't get the drugs. When you can't get access to drugs, you kind of try to steal and go kind of crazy to go get it or find it.
So it has nothing to do with the drug dealer running the neighborhood?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just the lack of drugs.
But you know what? That is a good point. You got to think about that. You got to take that into account.
Not really, because there are 10 neighborhoods somewhere else that has the drugs. You have to think about that drug dealer. She's going to stop the youngins from doing crazy stuff in the neighborhood,
like
robbing
drugs.
People or stealing cars. I'm saying they control the environment because they don't want you to bring the heat.
Right.
Exactly.
So the only thing she'll do, she's going to control the heat. She doesn't want you stealing anything. Just all you can do really is the drugs. Is that what you're saying? I'm just saying, this is what it sounds like to me.
This is what you're missing.
This is what this argument sounds like to me.
A drug addict is going to do drugs no matter where the drugs come from. They're not going to say, oh, you're locked up now, so I'm going to stop.
And the other thing, once she was arrested, it was like new territory for new dope dealers.
New dope dealers fighting over the stuff that's left behind
by
her.
Well, then you know what they got to do? Bring another kingpin in. That'll solve it all. Let's have another kingpin in the neighborhood and fix this drug issue.
Okay, Freitas. Next call.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, it's Tracy.
Yes, Tracy.
Let me start by saying I don't condone drug dealers, but none of this. The concept didn't make sense to me until I saw The Wire and they did the episode on Hamsterdam. And they legalized the drugs and ignored the drug dealing in one community and it went down everywhere else. So it does work in a sense, but I don't condone it at all.
Yeah, nobody does. Anyway, good morning. Hello.
Superwoman 513 says the government is the biggest drug kingpin. So if that woman can help people in the process, why not let her? Hashtag devil's advocate.
Okay. And, you know, it's EDT cards now. I don't get it. Hello. Good morning.
EBT.
EBT.
I know. Drugs. Replace the B with the D, which was drugs.
You are so dumb.
You guys are so slow.
We are slow. You're so dumb.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Russ. I would just like to say that you got to realize this. When she went down, a lot of young kids are going to be hungry. She was probably providing for a lot of families. A lot of people are probably going to be hungry to the point where they're going to go out and do whatever it takes to provide for their family. Rob, steal, kill, whatever it takes. The crime rate is going to skyrocket because, for one, that supplier they had, she might have been supplying the street, but she's also supplying everybody else. Mm.
Okay, that's a good point. It just seems like an oxymoron. You know, here's somebody that's
killing people
and causing possible crime because you've addicted people, but at the same time turns around and gives back. That's somebody making a lot of money off the neighborhood. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. This is Sasha. So I'm from a nice middle-class neighborhood, and everything was fine. And then we had these dope dealers move in. And, you know, the community's gotten older. Everybody's moving on. But it's like the traffic that they keep in this older neighborhood is not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, I think the other thing that we have to take into account is the fact that these are the role models for a lot of young folk. These are the role models. And, you know, and that to me is troubling, because if your role model is a drug kingpin, then that thing continues to evolve. You know, there's somebody else like, God, I can't wait till I get old enough. I can deal drugs and take care of the community.
Right.
Because that lady was a hero in her community.
She was a philanthropist in her neighborhood.
Yeah, she was a hero. At your own expense, you know. Good morning. Hello.
I mean, I think of it like this. She might have put your uncle, she might have put your daddy on drugs. Maybe she's supplying your father with drugs, but she's making sure you get fed. I don't see, it doesn't make sense to me. Mm. You know what I mean?
I got you. Good morning. Hello. Phone lines are fun today.
These things are grown in the projects. You have a bunch of people in public housing that's struggling, and they see somebody that's trying to come out.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Russ.
It's happening, man. Your comment, please.
Yeah, I was going to call about saying and respond about what you said. I know back when we was in the neighborhood, then my brothers back about 92 to like 99, 2000. When we went away, man, all the young boys came up, and then they went away. And now our neighborhood now is crime free. You know what I'm saying? Because they had to get us out of there. It's no good thing that's going to come out of, you know what I'm saying, drugs, selling drugs. There's nothing good.
I mean,
it was a lot of, you know, violence and stuff like that. But whenever we left, that's when the young boys said, oh, it's our turn now. So they came up, and then next thing you know, they in jail. And now the neighborhood clean now. Ain't no drugs, nothing there now. And of course, we go back, you know what I'm saying, and talk to anybody that's in the neighborhood so they won't follow the same path we did.
That's good.
Yeah, good point.
Rockin' Robbie says drug dealers control everything. Before you can do anything in that hood, you got to get the green light from them.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I appreciate your comments. You guys can email me. Email russpar@gmail.com. That's how you do it. Looking forward to getting your comments. And, of course, it's a problem, but is it for those folks that are being recipients of the good that some of these dope dealers do?